Today's New Testament reading is from Acts, the 8th chapter. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise, and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place," and he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship, and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. Then they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns, until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Stephen Preuss from Trinity Lutheran Church in Vinton, Iowa.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. When we baptize, we make a distinction between adults and infants. On the one hand, infants and little children are to be baptized before they are taught God's word. "Let the little children come to me," Jesus says. "Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Baptism is how children are brought to Jesus. And as they grow older, we teach them God's word. We teach them how to confess their faith in the gifts that God gave them in their baptism. This is why parents do well to have their babies baptized, and as they grow, teach them God's word in their home and bring them to church to hear it regularly. On the other hand, those who can receive instruction are to be baptized after they are taught the main articles of the Christian faith. This we see in the case of the Ethiopian eunuch, our text for today. Philip first taught him God's word and then baptized him. The reason is because the Ethiopian eunuch, being an adult, could voice agreement to the teaching, whereas an infant could not. Either way, though, one thing is the same. Baptizing and teaching always go together. You can't have the one without the other. Consider Jesus' commission to his disciples. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." According to Jesus, baptism and teaching always go together. Our text before us today from Acts chapter 8 teaches how this works with adults in particular. First, you need someone to teach you. The Ethiopian eunuch was reading a passage from the prophet Isaiah. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked him. "How can I unless someone guides me?" the eunuch replied. He acknowledged that he needed guidance to understand Scripture. And so do you. You need someone who knows the truth of the Scriptures to walk you through what God teaches. This is why you need God to give you a pastor, just like he gave the Ethiopian eunuch the gift of Philip. St. Paul asks, "How are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" How indeed? You need someone to guide you. Secondly, you need someone to guide you in what the scriptures actually say. Philip opened up the scriptures to the eunuch, who was confused about what Isaiah was saying. Philip told him that Isaiah prophesied of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world by dying in our place upon the cross. Philip taught the eunuch about Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Mary, who washes his sin away. So it is today that preachers of the word are to point sinners to the center of Scripture, Christ and him crucified for the sins of the world and raised for our justification. We all, like the Ethiopian eunuch, need to be guided to see this as the chief and most glorious truth of the Christian faith. Finally, you need someone to baptize you. The Ethiopian eunuch, having learned of Jesus and his teaching, saw some water along the road and said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" The eunuch recognized his sin, saw his need for his Savior Jesus, and desired to be baptized just as Jesus had commanded for the forgiveness of all his sins. And the same happens today. When adults are brought to see their sin through God's commandments, and come to know the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through the Creed, and come to pray to our Father through the Son and in the Holy Spirit, when they learn what the sacrament of baptism is all about, what it means to confess their sins and receive forgiveness from Christ in its various forms, when they confess their faith in these things and say, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" It is then that we baptize such an adult. Baptism and teaching always go together, and whether you are baptized as a baby or as an adult, this is so. And so God gives you a pastor, and so he gives you the teaching of Scripture centered in Christ. And so he gives you baptism, so that you might draw from that well of forgiveness every day of your life, and know, like the Ethiopian eunuch did, that your heavenly Father loves you, that Jesus' blood washes you clean, and that the Spirit of God rests upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Stephen Preuss from Trinity Lutheran Church in Vinton, Iowa, for today's meditation on God's Word.